29 Most Valuable 1992 Topps Baseball Cards. Topps was an American company that manufactured chewing gum. Baseball was a game that manufactured joy for fans. Topps made trading cards that featured baseball favorites. Today these cards have become collectibles. Are you one of the lucky ones who still have 1992 Topps baseball cards sitting around in their attic? Have you ever stopped to wonder which are the most valuable cards from this set? Well, I did, and here is a handy list for you. Barry Bonds, Derek Jeter, Nolan Ryan, and Ken Griffey Jr. are just a few baseball celebrities appearing in 1992 Topps baseball cards. Let's dive in and see the 29 most valuable 1992 Topps baseball cards. 29 most valuable 1992 Topps baseball cards, price list. 1. Price, $999. Grade, WCG 10. Card number, number 380. This Barry Bonds card shows the player himself. Bonds played as left fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1992. This card doesn't have his signature, but it is considered valuable. Bonds won the NL MVP in 1992. 2. Price, $747. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 69. Lofton was a former baseball center fielder. He played with the Cleveland Indians in 1992 and in his first season he hit 285. He broke the AL rookie record with 66 stolen bases, the only in the team since 1985. 3. Price, $450. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 33. Jackson was an outfielder and designated hitter for the Chicago White Sox. In the 1992 season, he was on the disabled roster on account of completing his hip replacement surgery earlier. This card shows Bo Jackson in his prime around the 1992 season. It is not signed nor graded but considered valuable nonetheless. 4. Price, $1,499. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 156. Ramirez was a baseball outfielder for several teams. He was drafted into the team in 1991 and didn't make his debut until September 2, 1993. This card shows him holding his baseball bat and wearing his Cleveland Indians jersey. 5. Price, $20,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 78. Rodriguez was a baseball pitcher for several teams including the Texas Rangers where he played in 1992. He started the game 112 games behind the plate and turned out to be the youngest player in the second year as well. He was nicknamed Pudge by his coach. 6. Price, $10,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 427. This is a valuable Topps card of Eddie Taubman Sr., a baseball catcher for several teams. He played for the Houston Astros in 1992 after making the major league in 1991. This Topps card shows him holding his glove and smiling for the camera. It is a valuable card but not signed by him. 7. Price, $2,500. Grade, SGC 8. Card number, number 21. Buck is a former baseball catcher for three major league teams. In 1992 he played for the California Angels. This Topps card shows him in his older years. It is a card in good condition, unsigned but very valuable. It is professionally graded. 8. Price, $1,100. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, #39T. Nomar played shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. He was drafted in 1991 by the Milwaukee Brewers, but he didn't sign. He played college baseball instead when he went on to enroll at the Georgia Institute of Technology. He is a sports analyst today. This valuable Topps card shows him holding his bat and smiling at the camera. 9. Price, $650. Grade, PSA 5. Card number, number 6. This is Bowman Jeter's Topps card from 1992. It shows him with his glove in his hand, poised for the game. This card is graded by trusted professionals and numbered. It is highly valuable. 10. Price, $569. Grade, PSA 10. Card number 551. Chipper was a third baseman for the Atlanta Braves. He was selected by the team as the first overall pick in the 1990 Major League Baseball draft. He played shortstop at the time of this selection. This is his Topps card, very valuable and graded 10. 11. Price, $3,800. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number 231. Jeter was a baseball shortstop who got drafted straight out of high school by the Yankees in 1992. He debuted at the age of 20 in 1995. This Topps card freezes the memory of his draft in 1992 for his fans. It is graded and signed as well. 12. Price, $2,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number 332. Chris was a former professional baseball outfielder who played for several teams. In 1992, he played for the Houston Astros. This Topps card is dedicated to him. He is seen here wearing a Reds jersey in a 1991 game when he was still with the Cincinnati Reds. This card is original even though not graded. 13. Price, $535. Grade, SGC 10. Card number 50. Ken was a baseball outfielder who played for 22 years. In 1992, he was playing for the Seattle Mariners, where he established himself as one of the best, most prolific, and exciting players to ever play the game. He won the Golden Glove every year from 1990 to 1999. He also won the All-Star Award in 1992. This graded card here is his Topps card. 14. Price, $1,000. Grade, PSA 8. Card number 2. Mickey Mantle played center fielder, right fielder, and first baseman. He was one of the best players baseball has ever seen. He was the greatest switch hitter in the history of baseball. This Topps card was made for him. It celebrates his genius on the pitch. It is graded 8 and is unsigned by the player. 15. Price, $1,999. Grade, PSA 10. Card number 9. Nolan was a baseball pitcher for the New York Mets and many other teams. He was playing with the Texas Rangers in 1992. He joined the Rangers after a dispute with the Houston Astros. This Topps card with Nolan's signature on it shows him in action. It is a graded card and very valuable. 16. Price, $449. Grade, DGA 10. Card number 302. Bowman was a former baseball pitcher for the New York Yankees. With a strong performance in 1990 after he was drafted, he worked his way up. In 1991, he was promoted to the Class A level Greensboro Hornets. This Topps card shows him in his early days. It also has his signature. 17. Price, $999. Grade, ungraded. Card number 695. Sheffield played for the San Diego Padres in 1992 as a baseball outfielder. On May 12, 1992, he faced his uncle Dwight Gooden in a major league game. This Topps card shows Sheffield in play. 18. Price, $999. Grade, ungraded. Card number 392. Bobby played for the New York Mets in 1992 as the highest paid player in the National League. He received a whopping $6.1 million, which was the highest for a season that any player ever got. You could say Bobby was one of the richest baseball players of his time. 19. Price, $599. Grade, BGS 9. Card number 645. Dion played left and center fielder with the Atlanta Braves in 1992. It was a part-time baseball career. He hit 304 in his 1992 season and stole 26 bases. This Topps card shows a happy smiling Deion Sanders. This card is graded 9.5.20. Price, $2,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number 450. Nicknamed Big Mac, McGuire played for the Oakland Athletics in 1992 where he won an All-Star Award as well. This Topps card shows him hitting the ball in the classic pose of baseball that fans have all come to know too well. This card is ungraded, has a number, and is valued highly. 21. Price, $720. Grade, ungraded. Card number 110. Sandberg was nicknamed Rhino. He was a second baseman for the Chicago Cubs in 1992. He won the Golden Glove Award that year. He became the highest-paid baseball player on March 2, 1992, when he signed a $28.4 million 4-year extension worth $7.1 million per season. 1992 was a good year for Sandberg. 22. Price, $999. Grade, ungraded. Card number 94. Sosa was a right fielder who played primarily with the Chicago Cubs. He joined them in 1992 and quickly became one of the game's best hitters. Sosa batted 260 in his first season with the Cubs. This Topps card is to his memory as a baseball player. 23. Price, $999. Grade, ungraded. Card number 30. Kruk played first baseman and outfielder. He played All-Star as first base with the Philadelphia Phillies in 1992. He is on the Philadelphia Phillies Wall of Fame. This Topps card shows him in action at his games with his team. 24. Price, $350. Grade, ungraded. Card number 405. Clemens is a former baseball pitcher who played with the Boston Red Sox in 1992. He played All-Star in the same year too. This Topps card shows Clemens in play. He's wearing his team's jersey and about to throw a ball. 25. Price, $450. Grade, ungraded. Card number 401. Jose is a former outfielder and designated hitter. He played with the Texas Rangers in 1992. He played All-Star in that year too. Jose was traded to the Rangers in the middle of a game on August 31, 1992. The game was underway and he was batting 243 with 22 home runs. Jose was considered in this period the best baseball player. 26. Price, $259. Grade, SGC 9. Card number, #123T. Jason was nicknamed Tech. He played as catcher and spent his 15-year career with the Boston Red Sox. This Topps card shows him crouching for this photo. The card is graded 9.5 without his autograph. 27. Price, $499. Grade, ungraded. Card number 788. Stanton was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves in 1992. His style of playing baseball was relying on a fastball, slider, and curveball. His team lost the World Series to the Toronto Blue Jays in 1992. 28. Price, $200. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number 630. Ozzie played for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1992. He won a Golden Glove Award that year too. He appeared in a 1992 episode of The Simpsons titled Homer at the Bat. He also became a free agent this year. 29. Price, $349. Grade, PSA 10. Card number 461. Mike Piazza was the catcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1992. He only appeared in 21 games in that season. He hit his first home run on September 12, 1992. This Topps card shows him prepared to catch in a game. Final thoughts. The 1992 Topps baseball card release is one of the most popular and sought-after sports card sets ever released, and many cards from that year have increased steadily over the years. This was a tough list to compile because there were so many great cards released in 1992, but we've managed to narrow it down to the best and most valuable 29.